Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the 1st of July at 6:31, coming up into the second half of the year. And on today's show, we'll be talking about a new Dublin Arts facility funded from Northern Irish Non-Bank. And we'll be looking at how to get more female investors and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main international business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the reverential company of Kathleen Brooks, the Director of Research with XTB. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Joe.
Did you enjoy the weekend? Did you watch any Glastonbury? Did you go out at any festivals or any music venues?
There was definitely a lot on. It was a busy weekend over here in the UK. There was the Glastonbury, although a bit of controversy over that with some accusations of miming. Goodness, and of course the big match yesterday. So that was a highlight in this house.
The Spain game was pretty big. Yeah, it was
pretty big. an early scare.
Yes, indeed. Let's start with the European Central Bank. We had the French parliamentary election results, the first round last night, which will have shocked the so-called establishment to the core. What will the ECB need to think about this week, do you think, in relation to that?
Well, I think they'll be watching markets incredibly closely. And actually, there's been a bit of a sigh of relief in the early stages of markets being open this week. So we've seen the euro rise. We've also seen European stock index futures rise as well. So the French CAC 40 is actually up about 1% so far today. So no doubt that's led by the banks. And when sovereign debt markets open, we do expect to see a little bit of easing in that pressure on the French bond yields, particularly that French bond spread between French bonds and German bonds, which had hit that 80 basis point mark. And that's because it looks like Le Pen could struggle to win an outright majority. So although she did very, very well, she won the bulk of the vote share yesterday in the first round of voting. There's now a real concerted effort, and President Macron is calling for an alliance of parties to block Le Pen. There's a leftist alliance and they're vowing to block Le Pen. So an outright majority for the far right is not necessarily a done deal at this stage because of this second round voting event. It also, we had a very high turnout. And on top of that, there's a lot of the 577 French districts, a lot of them are going to a second round runoff because not enough candidates won 50% of the vote in the first round. If you win more than 50% of the vote in the first round, you don't have to go into the second round. So it suggests that there could be a lot of undecided voters. And if we see some electioneering from the left and the centre, then it could keep Le Pen out of power, maybe lead to a hung parliament, which would be messy for sure. But I think it would mean that there would be less radical policies put in place. And so the markets are taking a little bit of a positive view from this.
Yeah, indeed. French bond yields had been inching upwards once the election was called by President Macron.
Oh, yeah.
He will remain as president, but he won't be able to get much, if any, legislation through the National Assembly if it is as distracted and disjointed as we think it will be.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think from a market perspective, a hung parliament, whilst it would be incredibly messy, it would also mean that the far right can't get too much through either. There'd be a big force against some of their policies, which have really worried markets from a fiscal level, because they've been worried about rolling back pension reforms and the pension age, for example, which could just add to France's fiscal pressure because it has got a very large budget deficit of 5.5% of its GDP.
Now, let's move. We will do the UK in a moment, but let's move to the US election and the fallout from the disastrous presidential debate from Joe Biden. What impact is that going to have, do you think, on markets?
Well, it was a down day on Friday for US stock markets. However, US stock markets are far and away the best performers in the year so far, with the S&P 500 up 14%. That's compared to about 5% for the Eurostox 50 index in the first half of this year. What was really interesting is Nate Silver, so he's a very famous pollster in the US. His latest model, which was released yesterday, puts Trump winning more than 68% of the vote, and that Trump, if he faces Biden, will win the popular vote by quite a wide margin, which would be a first because he didn't manage to do that back in 2016. Remember, he became president, but actually Hillary Clinton got the largest proportion of the popular vote. So it's really had a big impact. And we have seen those polls shift just since Thursday evening on the back of Biden's performance. So there's lots of speculation going on that Biden is going to have to step down. He has to do that himself, or those around him have to ask him to do it. And then we'd have a very unusual situation with only 4 months to go before the election of trying to get used to a new Democratic candidate, considering in the UK, our election time is 6 weeks. I think the markets will be okay with it. The other thing to point out is that US markets are just absolutely dominating. You know, they account for 60% of global market capitalization. That's up from 40% in 2008. So they've seen many presidents, and the stock markets continue to gain dominance on the global sphere. And I don't see that changing just if Joe Biden steps down, to be honest.
I think you're right. And now let's move to the UK. The election itself, the vote itself, is on Thursday. Quite a few postal votes will have already been sent in. Can we assume now that the markets have priced in a Labour victory?
I think so, because we just haven't seen those polls narrowing at all. I mean, the latest polls still show Labour on about 41%, Conservatives on about 20%. I think the big losers in the last week has probably been Reform, because Nigel Farage has said some quite controversial things about Ukraine, and that seems to have weighed on his chances a bit. But Reform coming in with Farage at the head has really split that Conservative vote. So there just isn't really an opposition at the moment to Labour. I think markets like the certainty, and we haven't seen the political risk premium priced into UK asset prices this time, as we have done after the Truss budget, for example, after Brexit, like we saw with France actually in the last month as well. You know, it seems like we're going to get one party is going to gain the majority. They are one of the main parties in the UK. It's going to be a smooth transition of power. And that's, yeah, right now looking like the UK is the most stable political place. We wouldn't have thought that a couple of years ago, but it definitely feels like that now.
Do you think that Starmer, if he is elected Prime Minister, will see an early rate cut in the UK?
Well, it's quite interesting because we are going to change our deputy governor. Claire Lombardi is going to be the new deputy governor of the Bank of England. And she will come in the meeting on the 1st of August, when there's been a bit of an increase in expectations of the first rate cut. So some are arguing now that actually that's just a bit too early to cut interest rates. And what we have seen as well is that the Bank for International Settlements, this is like an umbrella body for central banks, have actually warned that there needs to be a really high bar for rate cuts because of risks of inflation. And real wages coming back and spurring inflationary growth in across the world, not just in the UK. So I think that we could, that there's a growing expectation now that it may get pushed out to September, maybe even November, but pretty soon, to be honest, if there's only going to be a few months in it. I think there will be a rate cut this year for the UK for sure.
All right, Kathleen, thank you so much. And make sure you get your ballot in for Thursday. That's Kathleen Brooks, the Director of Research with XTB.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.